What's up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here. This is Video Game Bang Live, episode number 50, and it is a special episode because it is the 24-hour live stream episode. Don't worry, this podcast is not 24 hours. This is how we ended our 24-hour stream. So Friday night, fresh after work, we decided to start our stream at midnight. We went till midnight the next day, and the last thing we did before we finished our stream was the show. So Aaron, myself, David Webb, and Larisi, Queen of the Lizards, are your lineup for tonight's show. It was so much fun. It was challenging. It was all those things and so much more. You're going to get to hear all about it on this week's show. It was to raise funds for our trip to San Diego Comic-Con, so we appreciate everyone who donated all that and so much more on this week's...
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely tired, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? I am reacting to a long, long day. Feels like 2 days, in my opinion.
Because it was 2 days.
It was kind of 2 days. Show's brought to you by Corsair Gaming. They brought all the hardware, everything around us, from the keyboard to the mouse to the... I don't know, the tower? Power supply? I'm not a PC guy, sorry. You know.
Graphics card?
Corsair Gaming, everybody. Come sail away with us. Keep your headphones and get a mod mic. Antlion Audio makes crisp-sounding mod mics, everybody. Go check them out. They're another sponsor of us. They're amazing. The real David Webb's on the show, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
How you feeling?
I am exhausted as shit.
Are you exhausted?
I am the only one here that did not take a multiple-hour nap.
We're going to get to that, though. We're going to get to that, because there's reasonings behind everything.
So
definitely reasonings behind everything.
I am at the point of being so tired, it is like I'm being drunk. And those of you who have been in the room for hours...
All day with us,
can see that downfall and see how much I belted Bohemian Rhapsody. And that's how you know.
Yeah.
That's the same mind I'm in. Because I gave zero Fs.
Queen of the Lizards, of course, is here with us, everybody. Larisi, how you doing?
Good. I'm glad you caught all that on camera. That was pretty good.
Caught all what on camera? All the dancing and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Everything. The camera's always rolling.
Corey caught
that.
Camera's
always
good.
Friggin' rolling.
If you're listening to the podcast, you should be watching the show.
And behind the ones and twos, everybody, as always, doing his thing. Corey Vincent, everybody.
I'm so tired!
Now, everybody's saying they're tired. Because we just literally did a 23 right now hour stream to raise funds for the trip to San Diego Comic-Con.
Yep.
So, we started at midnight last night.
Yep.
And it is about 10:21 right now. Yes, 10:21 right now. And we still have about an hour and a half left to go. And I think we're going to make it.
I think we're going to survive.
Oh, no, yeah. We're definitely going to survive. This couldn't kill us.
No.
I've written the name of the thing that kills us on a piece of paper and put it under a volcano.
I have to say, let's explain a little bit like why we decided to do the fundraiser.
Yes, please do.
So, basically, San Diego Comic-Con's coming up. Myself, my wife, Webb, his wife, and another couple, we're all set to split the cost on a room. And if you guys know anything about San Diego during Comic-Con season, they jack those damn prices sky high.
Everything. Water, air, salt.
Everything.
All risen.
Anything.
Yeah, table salt. It's crazy. The little bottles you find on the table, they charge for that.
Yeah, they charge for it now.
Ketchup. It's an obscene amount of price hike.
For a packet.
For a packet.
But for a packet.
The worst part is the room prices. So we were going to stay at like the cheapest motel we could find, which is still kind of far away from the convention center. It was going to be six of us in a little tiny motel, and it was going to be like $460 per couple.
That's crazy.
Still, for this six people sharing a little tiny room, most of us were going to not get beds. But then one of the couples had a very legitimate health issue pop up where they're not going to be able to go with us anymore. And they still offered to pay, but we were like, no, you shouldn't. That's not right. You're not going on the thing. And so we're hoping to kind of come up with some of that funds to help supplement it. Aaron's going to be up there for some of the nights as well, hopefully.
Hopefully?
Yeah, because, you know, you could die between now and then, let's be honest.
I'm going to live forever. So.
Well, with the things going on in the world, Aaron, of everyone at this table, you're at risk.
The 24 hours sleep, it's the first time we've ever done this. Sleepless days. We all came over here, and of course we were joined by the fifth member, everybody, who stayed up longer than anybody in this whole freaking room, the chat room, everybody.
The chat.
Hello, say hello,
you guys
hello,
were
chat.
Great. Hey, hello, chat.
Yeah, they stuck it out like troopers, everybody, like state troopers. They stuck it out, and they gave their honest opinions about how we looked, how we sounded, and how we felt.
They didn't hold anything back.
They didn't. They were ruthless killers. As the chat is always.
We had Bezzer Boy stayed up with us for a long, long time.
Now, if you don't know, and you're not listening to the show on a regular, one, what's wrong with you? And two, what's wrong with you? Bezzer Boy is one of the fans that we have all the way across the pond.
The UK.
In the UK. So his time is really off from us. Like, it's day over there, it's night over here, and vice versa.
He was holding it down. Like, when we were, like... When Aaron was falling asleep and I had to go leave the room, Bezzer was just carrying on the show.
He was. He was like, I'll take care of chat for you lads.
Yeah, and Jerry was the other one too. Jerry Panericon, Creepy Jerry from the show. He did a good job. He even brought us like coffee in the morning and donuts.
Coffee in the morning.
So a lot of people we got to thank. I thank Larissa for spending most of the day here. Steven.
Bringing pizza as well.
Steven showed up.
Steven came around, did some things.
The donations, Starless, Mo Fruit, Good Old Ninja, LB, so many of you. Ceramic
special
Dragon.
Cases.
Special Cases. Gaming Since Gaming. A whole bunch of you came together and really helped us out. We're at half our goal right now, and so I do see we have 26 people in there throughout the show. Please feel free, if you have not already, if you appreciate what VGB does, if you have a couple bucks laying around, we definitely appreciate it. Echo Chamber TV hooked us up, and because we were actually turning tricks.
Turning tricks?
I mean, that's what I call it when I sing for someone.
That's terrible.
That's so, not the
you might
proper
wanna,
is that not the
term?
Yeah, that's
as
far
good,
from the term.
As good as it sounded, it might as well have been.
No, that's just
it was,
horrible.
It was an O for their ears.
We... So we
that knocked you off your game for a second.
We didn't even, you know, we didn't take shifts in the beginning, and we were all coming off of jobs
work
from
days.
Friday
yeah,
work
yeah.
days. Yes. So I don't drink energy drinks. If you know me, I don't really drink soda. You know,
you didn't really eat too much fast food either.
As of lately, I've been scarfing fast food. That's why I said after this whole thing, I need to go on like a binge cleanse, like all the way through.
Like maple syrup, vinegar.
Right,
salt.
That's it.
Fuck?
That's all I'm gonna. Yeah,
that's
it's something crazy
that's
like that.
Horrible.
Yeah, that's
I
how
don't
cleanses
that's it.
Are. Don't act
it's
like
not like
no.
That,
they do like lemon and cayenne.
Yeah,
like,
that's
oh,
what it is. That's
I
what
need,
I meant. Lemon
paprika,
and then
a lime,
cayenne.
And an old sock, and I'll be cleansing out my whole system.
And I just swallow the sock.
Yeah.
For 3 days,
and
then
the cayenne
I poop
pepper.
It out.
Yeah, I just you know filter it all through my blood, and then I get a transfusion. That's what's going on. So it was kind of like ways how to stay up. I already knew I was going to get knocked out because I, you know.
There was no illusions. You
no
held
illusions.
No illusions.
Yeah, strenuous job coming off of a long work hour. I had a grown lady poking around in my mouth. It was ridiculous. Just simply ridiculous. My day was already just bleh, exactly.
That's Aaron turning tricks.
And then Webb, he brought his monster game. He brought his monster game. Corey brought his tea monster.
Is that what all the monsters are in there?
Oh, yeah.
No. Corey had all those. I only had one monster. And then, like,
and then
two
a
or
ton
three
of
Mountain
Dew.
No, two or three Mountain Dews. That's, like, nothing.
Two or three Mountain Dews?
Yeah.
I could have sworn you told me Mountain Dew has more caffeine.
We had cold
than
brew coffee
Mountain
in the morning.
Mountain Dew is nasty.
Oh, I was excessive. I was delusional
hyperbole?
At that point.
Well,
it was
something
was
happening.
It was a hyperbole.
He did take a couple of naps. I was awake for those.
I took... Not the first one.
Well,
you
not
were.
The first one.
The
apparently,
first one
you knocked
no.
out for 20 minutes.
Like, right next to you, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's Aaron sad. Was on the couch and less than a foot away from him, less than an actual Ron Jeremy dick away from you.
That's
was Webb laying right next to you.
We also came out with a new unit of measurement.
Yeah.
I got pictures of the them night. Spooning.
No,
I took
no
two
one.
Naps. The first one, I think, was like 10 minutes.
Uh huh.
And then the other one was, what, 30?
No.
When I passed out on the couch?
Oh, no, that was good. That was a good hour, too.
Was that a good hour?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Oh.
You blacked out. It looked like a UFC fight that you lost heavily.
You know what? I was okay, because I was even, like, completely on the couch. I was halfway on the couch, and I just, like, spread out.
Corey, you took a good solid 4 or 5-er.
Did I really?
Yeah.
It was that long?
Yeah, you did.
It felt like it was one of those ones where I had to fight to get up. You know, like in wrestling in a tag team match, whenever the tag team partner in the ring gets knocked out and he's trying to make it to his partner in the ropes.
It's like stretching.
And he's stretching.
And the other guy's like leaning all into the rope and everything like that.
Come on.
That was me getting out of the bed after my nap.
That's terrible.
Aaron got a solid 8.
Oh no, yeah. I got a good 10 winks. That's what we call it in the black community.
The black community.
Good 10 winks.
Yeah, you know, you were gone for a while.
I had to be. What the heezy was
hey,
that?
Hey,
that is wow! A $50 donation came in from the Seaman.
Whoa!
From the Seaman.
Well, the name was weird. So that was Seaman in your face. Donated $50.
How is C spelled?
Oh, S-E-A-N-Y.
There you go.
And it says in quotes, you're welcome.
And I think it's semen in your face, not C-man in your face.
C-man in your face. What did I say?
Semen in your face.
It's semen in your face.
Any way you put it, it's gross.
Let's just keep saying it.
Let's just, yeah, I know, right? I think it's this.
Is it C-man in your face or C-man in your face?
Or is it kind of like casually, hey, C-man in your face.
Hey, C-man in your face.
Yeah, so that's what I think it is.
That's what I think it is.
So terrible. But another thing was taking over, besides sleep the whole day, a little small game called Pokemon Go.
Can I say, I want to start by saying this.
Go ahead.
Not since 9/11.
Wow.
Has any single event
too soon, bro,
brought people together as much as Pokemon Go has?
I would say yes. I would say yes.
It's a phenomena.
It's scary.
At the park, there's just, you know, you look at the other people and you know, and it started off kind of awkward, like, is that person playing Pokemon Go? And you think that, and you look, and you're like, oh man, that's, are they playing Pokemon Go? Are they trying? And then now, by today, like, people are actually actively saying, like, hey, I caught a Taurus over there on the corner.
Yeah.
Me, Aaron, and Steven almost got jumped by an 11-year-old for trying to take his gym.
He literally rolled up on us.
He rolled up on us, and he ran up towards us. Are you guys fighting my gym?
He's like, what the hell, bro? What the hell?
Was it my mom's in the car. Do you want me to get her?
So I got two questions. Are you red? And are you dead? Because one of them's going to happen, I promise.
You're yellow?
Yeah.
Was he a little blonde-haired
he
boy?
He was a little blonde-haired.
Yeah, it was the one we ran into when we went.
No, saw the same little kid.
That kid.
He was there. He's like, you guys are here to take my gym.
Oh, no, yeah. I would have been like, yeah, I'm here to take the gym.
And, what? Back the fuck up. I will wreck your shit.
That kid is going to be there.
They had to hold Larissa back.
Whenever everybody's gone. So he's there now.
Yeah, he's there right
o'clock,
now.
10:30 at night. He's definitely there trolling
his
around.
Gym back.
But everywhere we go around the city, somebody is looking down at their phone, and not because they're getting a text message or they're getting an email or something like that. It's Pokemon Go. Last night, before we even started the stream, I went out there to go take a gym, and it's like 11 o'clock at night. Pitch black. It's in a bad neighborhood. And I see multiple people walking around with lights shining on their face in the park.
Yeah.
While they're searching for Pokemon.
On my way here last night, I stopped by a gym. Because it was the gym that my team had.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to go support it. And I get there, and I see like a couple chilling on the sidewalk across the street, like with lights in their face and like their hands swiping. And then I couldn't take them.
It's ridiculous. It's pandemonium, everybody.
We saw a guy almost wreck his bike. Me and Larissa and Jerry were out there on one of our spirit walks, you know, as a break. And a guy from across the street's like, hey, I just caught a Sandslash. And he like did one of those where he didn't quite fall, but he like had to jump off his bike to save it.
Into like the bushes and the dirt in somebody's yard.
That's horrible.
I love this.
That's terrible.
But I brought this up with Larissa. You know, week one, we'll call that this. You know, we're all friendly and we're all, hey, you know, we're all playing the same game. This is fun. By week two or three, shit's about to go down.
We're all going to be repping our colors.
Yep.
Well, it depends.
When we see you on our turf, like, the fuck you doing here,
I'm
bro?
Buying,
like, back the fuck
but
up.
But see, there's nothing you can do to stop us, though.
I'm buying only yellow t-shirts.
Kick the phone out of your hands.
Hold on. That's a real thing there, though. What you just said, the yellow t-shirts. When we were going up to the park, Webb, didn't you say?
You think
those guys are red? They're wearing red shirts.
They're like, all red. There's a big group of blue shirts.
Dead serious.
I saw the group of blue shirts.
It doesn't work like Power Rangers.
Yeah, it does. They only wear the color.
It's not just the Power Rangers. Gangs do it too, Aaron.
Yeah, gangs do it too, Aaron.
Where do you think the gangs got it from?
24/7
They got
gangs.
It from the Power Rangers. Where do you think the gangs got it from?
They got the it blood? From the 24/7 yes, the gangs Crips. In Foothill Park.
The Bloods and Crips literally got it from the Power
Crenshaw
Rangers.
Crenshaw Crips like, yo, Crip, you know, Billy Cranston, man. That's
exactly.
My dog. We're repping all blue all day.
They sat there in their living rooms watching Power Rangers, and they're like, are they wearing the same color
Come on,
every day?
Crip.
We got to do that.
Yeah, we got to do that.
We Crip. Definitely got to do that.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit genius.
It makes sense. We represent that color as well.
Before it was called Bloods and Crips, it was actually called Jason's and the Billies.
The Jason's and
Jason's
the Billies?
Jason's and the Billies.
That literally sounds like white people own the game. And I don't think that was ever a thing.
You don't think so?
In the Bloods and the Crips.
It wasn't the Crenshaw Cranstons?
No, it wasn't the Crenshaw Cranstons. It never was the Crenshaw
Jesus.
Cranstons. It was definitely, it's all over. My aunt even went on to Facebook and she was posting. She's like, what's up with the Pokemon? Everybody's walking around the park like zombies. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's
they're getting out of the house. The nerds are coming out.
It's forcing people to exercise because you can't cheat it by riding on a bike or something.
Yeah, you have to walk. You have to walk to hatch an egg.
But the only thing I haven't seen, and I've only seen it from the smaller kids, is the microtransactions. The kid that we all saw, the little blonde haired kid. Uh-oh, Larisi.
What?
How much have you spent?
Like 30.
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
It's Pokemon. It's Pokemon. I have two.
That's like a Pokemon game.
Pokemon is my life.
What did you spend the money on?
Stuff. I want all the things and a lot
Stuff,
of the things.
I want all the things? Okay.
Well, no, hold on. Here's a baller move. You know that feeling when you go, well, okay, I don't know it personally, but I can imagine the feeling when you go to a bar and you like, hey, everyone, the next round's on me. Like, you know that feeling?
Uh-huh.
What it must feel like just to be a total boss, like to say that. That's what it feels like, I imagine, when you drop a module on a location. What is it called? An attraction module?
It's a lure module.
Lure module, yes.
So if for people who haven't played the game yet, if you have a lure module, you drop it on a landmark, and then any other player in that area sees it, and they get huge bonuses to what Pokemon they can
catch. And like freaking meerkats, people's heads raise up, and they look, and they see. We were 5 or 6 blocks down the street.
And Aaron goes, oh shit, guys. Well, I'm paraphrasing.
Lure module.
Definitely.
There's a module over there. Let's go.
Yeah.
We ran to the car.
We were walking around three spots, poke spots, our stops, and I was like, should I use my module here, guys? You know, and then we can just kind of walk around this area.
You're trying to catch a Pikachu.
Yeah, I was trying to catch a Pikachu.
Which I caught, by the way.
But I see on my map a little module, you know, lit up poke stop, and I was like, oh, no, we're going down to that and just siphoning off of this, guys. That's what we're going to do. And literally, when we go over there, there's other people. There's a couple over there sitting under the tree doing their poker thing. You know, people are riding up and down the park just, you know.
There's a date happening.
It's so crazy.
Adam in chat brought up a good event that's actually happening in our area of Sacramento.
Yeah.
They're doing, it's such a crazy idea. I can't believe I'm saying this. A Pokemon pub crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes sense, though.
Huge group of people. Yeah. You know there's going to be lure mods all over the place.
Oh, dude, fuck yeah. For everything within, like, miles of the bar. Like, all the bars are going to have lure modules on every single Pokestop.
Midtown is, like, a haven for this Pokemon Go anyways. There's so many landmarks and areas to find Pokemon. So we're going to take all the people. They're going to do an actual pub crawl where there's going to be alcohol and Pokemon. You got to bring your external batteries.
Yeah. Bring your chargers. Bring your wall chargers. That way you can make stops at like the bars. Plug your phone in real quick. If you have one of those portable chargers, bring that.
Now, I wonder if the bars already are going to prepare for this. Like, are they going to accommodate for things like
Coin
this?
Op will know.
Coin Op is going to know, yeah.
But there's a lot of places around downtown that still don't know what the fuck's going on. Because I was down there last night. And I was by University of Beer.
Uh-huh.
And right across the street is...
Wait.
What?
University of Beer?
Yeah. Yes. It's a place like right across from that pizza place. That
Vito's.
Yeah, Vito's.
Is that what? Is it like a college?
No. It just has a whole bunch of different burrs.
Well, shit. I almost was ready to go back to school.
There's a big park right across the street, and then there's four Pokestops at that park. So by the time you hit one Pokestop and you circle around the park, it's already been about 5 minutes, so you could just keep doing it in circle. Every single Pokestop there had a lure module attached to it. There were 60 people in this park walking around with their phones out in the middle of the night. Everybody's drunk as fuck.
That's how it's you know what? And this game is just it's when you thought Nintendo was out the game and you're like, oh, nobody's playing Nintendo stuff. They just again weed you. Everybody's into it now. They weed on you. That's exactly what they did.
All over you.
We're calling it. I'm seeing people post stuff on social media. Look, I just literally clicked on my damn screen to look up the pub crawl information, but somebody posted a picture of a group of people surrounding a Ponyta.
The dank memes are real.
And they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're freaking everywhere. What's next for this, though? You know, because I feel like it's still kind of a hollow game.
Oh, we were talking about that earlier.
It's still kind of a hollow game. The North remembers in chat says that sounds amazing. The pub crawl, Pokemon bar crawl. So does Norath says sounds awesome. I mean,
start one in your area. Fuck it, why not? All you have to do is start a social media. It's like a movement.
Yeah.
And if you're not using Facebook groups right now, like if you are a gamer, guaranteed your city has like an awesome group of gamers that have a Facebook page, like a shared one. We have one in Sacramento called Sacramento PC Gamers. But they recently even changed their name to Sacramento PC Gaming and Pokemon Go.
Yes. And they're I think they're hyping up the crawl as well.
Yeah.
I got to see where it's going to go from all this, though. Because, I mean, the Pokemon, like you said, it's bringing people together right now, definitely. Because me and Webb just sat up at the park, and we're three different factions right now.
So bring your hats, wear your sneakers, bring your backpack colors, with your rations, wear your colors.
It's gonna be amazing. I guarantee you.
Should blue and red wear their colors?
No, they probably shouldn't. Should just be a whole bunch of yellows and a whole bunch of questions.
Looking at things that they should add, features off the top of my head, the one that I think I've heard Aaron mention, I've thought about it, is shinies.
Oh, no, I haven't mentioned that.
Oh, you haven't?
No. I thought they already had shinies.
I did earlier.
I think it might have been Larissa. We were talking like shiny Pokemons need to be a thing.
Yes. Before shinies happen, two major things need to happen. One, battling anybody. And then two, trading.
No. Before that, one major thing needs to happen. Fix the damn servers.
Yeah, we were walking around and Steven asked me, he's like, what are you looking for? And I was like, oh, I'm looking for this, you know, Pikachu. And then I turned around and was like, hey, Webb, what are you looking for? He said, a server.
It's like every time. And then throughout the week, I'm trying to play it at work, and I can't play like when I'm actually on the clock. So I could play on my 2 10-minute breaks and on my lunch. And every time, the servers are down.
It's the same thing at my job. They've already banned it. Said, hey, no, play it out at work.
At 5 a.m., I went outside to get some fresh air. The servers are down. It's 5 a.m. Why are the servers down?
That's because millions of people are flooding to this thing already.
But here's the thing. Like, because I posted something about this on Instagram, and Alexander Bagginsworth commented on it. Like, oh shit, you're really going to be mad about servers in the first week? Niantic should know better. This is not their first time playing this, having a game like this. They have Ingress. They know how popular it is.
Well, then Pokemon Go was released in other countries before it got here.
It's been
and
tried.
And it's freaking big in other countries. And for them to think that it wouldn't blow up just as huge here is insane that they weren't ready for it like that.
There's no reason they shouldn't be ready for it.
It's a free-to-play game. If you don't have it already, everybody, definitely.
Let's be a little honest, though. Like, we've been talking about it on this show, and first, the initial reaction we all had was, oh my fucking god, this is going to be the shit. And then they showed, like, the first, like, little gameplay trailers. I'm like, oh, well, now when we actually see it, it looks like it'll be okay. Like, you know, I could see it. But did we imagine that it was going to rule the internet right now?
I never thought it would rule. Not the internet. Screw the internet. The world.
The world. Yeah.
The actual live world.
The hashtags.
Everybody in the world has a damn phone.
Yes.
Hashtags, GIFs, guys on skateboards, bikes, cars. We saw a guy roll past us in a Camaro, park real quick, to like spin the wheel Pokestop, and then they darted off. Like we've everybody.
Seen multiple cars. I had a soccer mom pull up alongside me. She's like, "Oh, what are you catching?"
I was like, the fuck? Say my business. That's what I'm catching.
Almost got hit by a car. Trying to catch a freaking, what was it, an Ekins or something?
Webb is trying to cross, not even cross the street, catch a whatever the hell you were trying to catch.
Yeah.
And the damn car freaking, did it honk at you?
No, it didn't honk. But to be fair, this is what happened. I was at the intersection. I waited. The car, the first car, went through the stop sign. I went to go because it's now my turn. And the car behind the first car decided that, nope, I'm going to go too.
Yeah. He's trying to take one more Pokemon trainer out of the world, is what he was trying to do.
That's what it is.
Less competition for him. He knew you were on the yellow team.
He knew I was on the yellow team.
Physical fitness, like, who knew that this is all that needed to happen for us Americans to get our fat asses in shape?
Right?
I'm like, how fast can I walk 10K?
I need to hatch these eggs. Start training.
I got an egg that I need to hatch. I'm going to go walk a 10K real quick, honey. I'll be right back. Like, and then we were thinking maybe they can take it a step further. And, like, put all the Pokemarts, like, into the vegetable section of the grocery store.
Wow. Just that subliminal,
like,
type of
stuff?
Well,
no, not even the Pokemarts. Like, the Pokemon Center. Like, have healthy eating places be Pokemon Centers. And you get, like, deducted points or something if you go into, like, a McDonald's or something like
that.
Yeah,
like, if you're in range of a McDonald's at any given time, your Pokemon start losing levels and start getting diabetes and stuff. So, like,
they get the haze.
What happens if there's a Mewtwo in a McDonald's, though?
Wow. I don't think they'll ever throw one of those in there. It's a lot of things, though, that they definitely need to fix before they, you know, becomes a perfect game. If you're going there to play the game thinking it's going to be your Pokemon that you've got from your handhelds or anything like that, don't go, you know, that far, because it's not going to be that far. The battle system is drastically different.
It's more interactive, though.
It's definitely more interactive. Yeah, I don't have that much of a problem with it.
It's chaos, though.
But it is chaos. It's very chaos.
Especially because the servers are so non-responsive, like, it lags out a lot.
So if someone listening to this podcast has not downloaded it yet but is planning on it, like, now, what's the advice that you think is super important to know, like, right off the jump?
Know that be careful walking around. Definitely
be aware
of
your surroundings.
Be aware of your surroundings. They tell you in the game, just remember that's true.
I just
clicked through
that screen.
Do not hunt while you're in a car.
Don't do it.
Unless you're the passenger.
You're the passenger, yeah, that's a different story. But if you do not hunt if you're driving a car.
Don't hunt and drive.
Yes, definitely do not. That's dangerous. I hit a curb.
Don't. Did you?
Yes. It could have been that blonde boy if you weren't paying attention, right?
Probably was.
I mean, screw him. He's part of the red team. Fuck him up.
Damn.
But see, that's the other thing.
It's starting.
It's not even a benefit of having a colored team, but apparently that split up a lot of people. So you can pick out of red, blue, or yellow, of course, and you will be able to take over gyms in your local areas. But there's no real benefit so far to having any of them besides challenging other people. What is there?
You get coins.
You actually get coins if
you
own? You
get coins. If you own the gym and you place your Pokemon in that gym, the longer you stay in ownership of that gym,
How long do you have to stay?
You collect. You collect coins and items and stuff like that.
Yeah, as long as you have a Pokemon at the gym.
It's
how long, though?
10 coins every 24 hours.
Every 24 hours.
Oh, so you have to have it for a day. Okay.
No, you get one initially.
Yeah.
I got nothing because I've put my...
You didn't collect it then. You have to hit the shield.
Yeah, yeah.
And you collect it from that Pokemon.
I love this from Marco66. He says, I live in the Bahamas and my friends have caught Pidgeys and I'm the only one who caught lots of water types.
Damn.
That's crazy.
I have a Staryu and a Vaporeon.
I have a Shellder that I hatched.
Yeah.
I hatched it. I had to sit on the...
We need to go hang out by the water tomorrow or something.
I do. I want to go to the river just to catch
the
water.
Oh, no. Types. Okay, so tomorrow, big advice for the first-time downloads. Don't spend any of your Stardust.
Save it.
Because it is completely useless to spend any of your Stardust to boost your Pokemon's combat points.
Don't boost any Pokemon's until you get later on. You can evolve them. I think that's fine to do.
That's fine.
In the early steps, because you get a lot of EXP for catching new types. And the one thing I recommend that I think a lot of people, rookie mistakes, are going to be trying to level up their starter Pokemon.
Yeah, don't do that. Just
fuck
leave
that
it.
Pokemon.
How do you even do that? You know how hard it is to level up your starter Pokemon when there's no other Pokemon out there?
Well, that, you use Stardust and stuff. So
I never did that.
Don't waste it. No. Yeah, I never don't did waste that. Your Stardust. Just save it. Because the higher your trainer level, the more Pokemon you're going to come across with higher combat points.
Yeah, and then once you start hitting those high levels and grinding up there, that's where you want to save all your Stardust and all that good stuff for. But don't even... Your starter Pokemon, don't even worry about it. Yeah. It's garbage.
And then battling... Like, the big thing for me is I didn't know how the battling works. So when you're battling, like, a gym, you can swipe and you can make your Pokemon dodge. You can actually go, like, to the sides and attack from, like, the side, and then the Pokemon will turn, and then you can move again. So, and then to attack, you just have to keep tapping, and then your Pokemon will get hits in when they can.
And when you get enough power-up, you hold down.
Hold it down to do the secondary move.
I did not know that. Thank you.
The secondary move is usually like your strong, whatever.
When you hit level 5, you get to choose what team you want to be on. So you can do blue for Articuno, you can do yellow for Zapdos, or red for Moltres.
So we won't turn this into a full Pokemon Go show.
It's tempting, though.
Because we also have Overwatch to talk about.
Yeah, we'll probably be talking about it throughout the whole, you know, next few weeks or something like that. But if they need to come out with some updates, too, I want to see some more.
Good God, I hope they update it.
Let's bring that to some banging around the web.
Banging around the web!
Evolve goes free to play, everybody.
We
got to play it, of course, hours ago on the stream and everything like that. Initial thoughts from Sir Aaron Carter, at least. I like the move.
I love it.
I like the move.
You know, no pun intended, but it shows the developers' desire to evolve.
Again, we've been up for 24 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say you might want to wait for that one right there. The game Evolve has gone free to play, everybody, and it's called Evolve, what, Season 2?
Stage 2. Just like their monster evolves in stages.
So that means we're getting to Stage 3 sometime?
Stage 3. Ooh,
it's 100% free to play, no microtransactions whatsoever?
Stage 3. What could it possibly be?
It goes back to being pay to play. That's what it is.
It goes super free.
Yeah.
They give you money.
Yeah, right.
But we got to play a little bit today, and it's just like any of your old free-to-play games. Have we ever got an actual $50 retail price game that went free-to-play like this, that got transferred to the free-to-play type of model?
No, but it's only free-to-play on the PC.
That is true. On the console, sorry,
you
guys.
You still got to pay the $60.
Got to pay that money. I don't think it's $60.
Besides MMOs, MMOs do that, like Elder Scrolls.
Star Wars
did it.
Old Republic went free.
But with those type of things, you kind of know what you're getting into. This is a game that was once a $50 game. That's as if Elder Scrolls Oblivion came out and then went to a free-to-play model. That's what I'm talking about. Like, it didn't have that model before. It was $50. You had everything, or you unlocked everything by playing through the game, correct?
Yeah.
So now this time, they switched it all up. There's things that are locked. It's like any of your free-to-play games. Your League of Legends, your Smite, you know. It's one of those things where you can play the game for free, download it. You're going to get the full gameplay experience. But they actually have perks and stuff you can buy on this one too, right?
Yeah, there's perks. There's a lot of stuff. But the great thing is that if you were one of the ones who actually had the game purchased beforehand, you get a shit ton of unlocks.
Yeah,
you do. They make it very worth your time. It's not like, I don't know. I guess other games that go free to play, you got to, you know, be aware of the people who supported your game at the beginning, and they do a very good job with skins and all sorts of fun stuff.
And that's a good thing. That to me tells me I cared about my fan base. You know, we're changing the model up, but you paid for it, and now you're gonna reap the benefits.
So when we were playing, I think Corey was sleeping, and you were on a Pokemon adventure.
Yes.
I played with Gaming Since Gaming, and we actually played with a couple of the developers of the game.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I was watching.
Yeah, I don't know how he knows them, but yeah, they jumped in and they were playing with us, and they're still like monitoring it. And in fact, one of them was like, oh, hold on, I gotta reply to somebody who needs help on Steam or something. And then something weird happened, and she goes, oh, let me get my developer notes to, like, you know, log this. But it was pretty cool. It's still something that they're working on. It's still, like, a game that they're kind of developing.
Are there any other AAA title games that you guys would want to see move to that free-to-play platform?
World of Warcraft.
Overwatch?
Overwatch.
No, that's too new. That's too new.
You didn't put a limit on
that's
it.
That's true.
Just said
I'm saying this out of my opinion. I feel that's too new of a game to go free to play? What would be the incentive that you would get from you paying that money? Would they just unlock all the skins for you?
No, then the game itself is free, but then...
I know, but you already paid your money. I'm saying switch from already paid to free to play. Not go back in time and already make it free to play.
Right. Oh, like how as a paying customer, how
exactly.
do I get it? Well, I mean, Evolve didn't do anything for their console players, but on the PC it's free to play, so why not the same thing? Because that would come in really
handy. I think
handy
Joel Gaming Since Gaming says it's a trial kind of thing that they're doing on the PC, and if it takes off, they will bring it to the console.
Yeah.
I think a game that can be done is, what's the one that basically got its ass kicked by Overwatch?
Oh, Battleborn.
Battleborn.
Battleborn needs to.
Battleborn needs to look at it and take it as an option, I think, if they want to be relevant. Because that game, because of the hype of Overwatch, and just about, I think any of these other character-based shooters might want to really think about it.
Yeah, it's a toughie. It's definitely a toughie for them, because Overwatch did come in and just... kind of steal the whole freaking show. I would say I'm going to go with Call of Duty.
No.
Make that a freaking free-to-play game.
No, no,
and
they
do microtransactions.
No, no, no.
Why?
No.
What Michael
Jackson transactions, yeah. Yes.
What do you envision being Michael transactions?
Michael Transjackson.
I'm not even trying to correct myself anymore. It's just happening.
That's gonna be my new Halloween costume.
You guys are tired and slurring.
Not for weapons or anything like that. Just a skin type of thing.
So then all
cosmetics.
Free?
I never liked the type of micro transactions.
Michael Transjackson's
that are pay to win. And if you thought that's the direction I was going with, you can buy the AUG or you can buy, you know, the foul or something like that with your, you know.
Here's number one. Sorry.
No, go for it.
CSGO. CSGO needs to go free to play. It's been out forever and a day, and it's esports. So I've always felt like if you want your game to be a legitimate esport game, it should go to the free to play model. Because like same thing with like real sports like soccer. Like
it's not free to play. You can't just go and play soccer anywhere.
You can.
You have to actually.
And.
If you have a friend with a ball, you can go to the park and you can play. And that's how you harness talent growing up. If you want people to play your sport, you need to get it in their hands at a young age, make it accessible to
Pokemon
more people.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah, exactly.
Esports.
Are we not saying freezing anymore?
No, we're not.
No.
It is official, everybody. No Man's Sky is complete. Fine. Hello Games says, you know what, guys? I think there's nothing else we can do with this.
And it's free to play.
Yeah, exactly. No Man's Sky has gone free. No, it's gone free to play. No Man's Sky has been complete and is set on track to be released for the PS4 and the PC. What is that date? Soon. I'm going to put soon. That's what we're going to say right there. Is anybody still excited for this game with all the stuff that's come out now?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm still very
excited
for it.
Meh.
Day one?
Yeah.
Really?
Day one. This game has got so much intrigue. For me, I think it could be the new Minecraft.
Ooh, Notch is banging on the door right now because I think he's pissed off.
So I'm on the fence about PC or PS4.
Ooh.
For No Man's Sky?
Yes.
What's the conflict, my child?
Because you guys are all going to be playing on PS4.
Yes, not me.
And the thing with that is like, I already play so many games on my PC, so if I want to play that game as well... as all the other games I'm playing on my PC, I might as well get it on PS4. That way I can use all of my monitors for all the games I'm currently playing and then use the TV.
Here's the caveat to that, Larissa, mother of lizards.
Yes.
Is the fact that it's not a multiplayer game anyways. So you play it on the system you're going to play it the most on.
Yeah.
Right. But
phone for all we care.
We were also discussing how your goal is kind of to just try and get to the center of the universe. Okay, so they were discussing how... to put something in the center of the universe. They're going to add things to this game later on. They're going to add PvP content. They're going to add...
Are they, though?
You know...
Are
they'll
they?
Have PvP.
So...
Are they, though?
Of course.
PvP's already in there.
Okay, yeah. I was discussing this with the Sony rep.
Okay. Reputable
she
source.
She pulled rank on you.
What's she did.
What's that got to do with anything? I've talked to Sony reps all the damn time. They tell me nothing that I care about. You know who I want to hear this from? I want to hear this from Sean Murray. That's who I want to hear
Sean
it from.
Sean Michael Murray?
Yes.
And
Sean Michael
the guy who is holding up the disc, Blu-ray in his hand right now on Twitter saying, I finished No Man's Sky. because that's the guy who knows everything that's going to be in the game besides the, of course, the created stuff. So if he tells me, you know what, Aaron? PvP, day one, you're going to be up to
it's that. Not going to be a day one thing.
I know, but I'm saying.
These are things that they've left room to develop for. Because
they've left room to put anything in the game. It's a massive game.
They've also thought about, or they're also discussing how they're going to add like a centralized location, like a city that everybody can try to get to.
Like a citadel?
Like a at citadel, the center of the universe to where you kind of like meet up and trade and barter like a economy.
I said that. I said that
like in Mass Effect. How would dare be you? Perfect.
How dare you, Webb?
That we can.
How dare you, Webb?
I hope it's more like Destiny. Like the
citadels. How dare you?
Damn!
How dare you? Both of you.
That was a joke, people.
Done.
I do not condone that game.
He does.
I'd feel so bad if someone heard that comment and was like, oh, holy shit, maybe I'll buy the game tomorrow.
Oh, man.
I would feel so much regret.
Oh,
that's $60 you could have gave to BGB.
Anything on Tales of Illyria?
On Valyrian Steel?
Tales of Illyria?
No, nothing.
EverQuest Next-ish game?
Back that?
No, yeah. Nothing so far. That's going to take forever to develop.
I know, but the Kickstarter made it.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah. It had to have made it. That game is going to be freaking amazing.
No, but you know what's going to happen, though? It's way too creative. It's going to get shut down.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
But we thought
just like Fable Legends.
Yeah. We thought about No Man's Sky being like that, too, but depending on how it releases and how it is when it comes out, that will kind of set the grounds as to how obtainable.
Well, I think the difference with me with No Man's Sky was it was very ambitious to say we have this system where you're never going to discover every single planet. Okay.
Yeah.
With the algorithm that they've created. That's cool. And that's not what the disappointing was. You know, I mean, you guys all know my big gripe with it.
It's not free to play.
Wow. But the thing that's different with this game and the other game, the Illyria one, is Illyria is telling me they're going to do all this. They're saying, yeah, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to put in this. No Man's Sky said, we're doing this for sure. And then my imagination ran with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never said, oh, you know, you're doing this and this and that. They just said, hey, we're doing this. And I was like, oh, I can do a whole bunch of stuff with this. But they were like, no, we didn't say that. We're just doing, you know, this. Illyria says, we're doing everything. You're going to milk cows. You're going to own homes. You're going
to,
you know,
you
destroy
have to do your
worlds.
Taxes.
Yeah, you're going to do your taxes. You're going to be a barber. You're going to be a baker. You're going to be a candlestick maker. Exactly.
Twins.
So that's the difference.
You know what that is, Aaron? Me and you have been together for about 24 hours straight, and our cycles have aligned. Our minds have linked.
That's sad.
You're not women. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
That's not happening with women, too?
Women sync up cycles.
There you go. Have to find out. August 9th is when No Man's Sky comes out and drops a massive deuce on the world, and we'll see if the world responds in kind, like they did with Pokemon Go.
Yeah, right. I don't see a game doing that for a very long time.
We'll see.
I thought Fallout 4 was huge. Like, to me, when Fallout 4 or GTA 5 came out, I was like, these are huge launches. Like, I remember on my commute home on the launch day of GTA 5, I saw that game, like, people in the car, passengers, like, I saw people holding the game, like, looking at the books and stuff. I was like, wow, this is a big deal. Like, it's a big launch. But Pokemon Go dwarfs anything I've seen.
Yeah, true that.
Crazy.
In other news, there's a new Iron Man. We touched about it a little bit after the show on Wednesdays, but I wanted to get into it a little bit more on this one, only because I think it's actually a big, big, big deal. And a right move. So there's a new Iron Man that's going to be after the Civil Wars 2 takes place, and her name is Riri Williams. She is a young, brilliant student who designs her own Iron Man costume, or cosplay, and grabs the attention of one Mr. Tony Stark. So she will be carrying the mantle of Iron Man after the Civil War comic book series is over. One thing that's very noticeable, of course, about her is she's a young African-American female, and the artwork, in my opinion, is done spectacular. She's, in my opinion, again, the right direction to go for these type of comic books.
Corey, your rebuttal? I still am not just wild about them taking already famous IPs and then just throwing, you know, special flavor on it. I'm okay. I love diversity in comic books. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I think that's great. I think we need to keep doing that. But I don't think you need to keep, you know, taking characters out of canon already that are hugely popular and then just throwing diversity kind of is like, diversity!
But here's the thing. And this is why I like it so much. Because I'm fully with the thing of, let's not take an already established character and change them. But that's not what they're doing here. You still have Tony Stark.
Yes.
He still is Iron Man. You know he's going to be putting that damn helmet back on and that suit on again.
But you also know that he is mortal. He's not going to live forever.
Exactly.
He's passing it down.
He has a protege.
So Batman Beyond?
He has a Robin. Yes. Like, did you have a problem with Batman Beyond?
I liked Batman Beyond.
That's pretty much what this
but
is.
But that doesn't make whatever his name is Batman.
I've always called him Batman Beyond. Yeah. That's what he is. Yeah. So she'd be, you know.
But why do that when you could just create a new character, partner her up with Iron Man, like a new War Machine?
He's got a partner. Yeah, he's got Rhodey. Even though they, you know, spoiler alert,
Supergirl is another example. Like, they didn't take like Superman and be like, okay, Superman is gonna make, you know, this new girl and she's gonna be Superman. It's like, no, that's Superman. That's Supergirl.
Well, that's different times as well. Back then, we don't have any women, you know, superhero type of deal. They're not abundant like everybody. So what they thought back there in their uncreative, you know, or creative, whatever you want to call them, minds was, let's take the S and put it on a girl.
And then we'll put it on a dog.
Yeah, and then we'll put it on a monkey.
On a cat.
We'll put it on a cat. Yeah, like, we'll throw it on everything. Yeah. But see, I like this one because it doesn't mess with the status quo of everything. It just says he's got somebody that he's, you know, he wants to invest in.
I like it as an alternate reality. I wish they wouldn't call it Iron Man. I wish they would call her Metal Girl.
No, because, okay, so do you like Miles Morales?
Yeah.
He's in the main canon now.
Yeah, but he's not Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's Miles Morales.
No.
We call him Miles Morales.
Yeah, you call him Miles Morales. But in the comic books, he even asks himself. He was like, so what do they call me? He asks Peter Parker in the comic books. What do they call? What am I going to be called? And Peter's like, well, you're Spider-Man. And he's like, but you're Spider-Man. It's like, well, we're both Spider-Man. Yeah. Like, that's just
what
it is.
S.H.I.E.L.D. calls him Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Peter calls him Spider-Man.
So
he's Spider-Man.
But you know, I mean, everybody knows the difference. So I'm looking at it as the same way with this one. Somebody's going to call her Iron Man. And let's face it, before even Iron Man did all this stuff, everybody thought, you know, Iron Man was Tony Stark's bodyguard. That's what the world canon was. Like, oh, that's Iron Man and that's Tony Stark. Two different people. That's Bruce Wayne, that's Batman. Two different people type of deal. So it's a title kind of as well of the bodyguard for Tony Stark. And if that's what she's going to be, you know, his prodigy and bodyguard, then it fits in perfectly fine. They told me today, Steven Gutierrez and Jerry, we were talking about the same subject today, and they were telling me about how George Takei, you know, who plays Sulu in Star Trek, I guess had a problem with them making Sulu in the movies a gay character.
Yeah.
Him being a gay man himself, you'd be like, well, why? Like, you know, I thought you'd be like, oh, Ford. You know, he was like, I don't like them taking, I guess, already established characters and changing them to conform to, you know, some new age type of thing. If you want a gay character, make a gay character.
Yeah.
That's fine. But Sulu is a straight guy. He may have been played by a gay guy, you know. But he's a straight guy.
The intentions are good, just as Marvel's intentions, I believe, are very good. But I think they're forcing it a little too much.
And to me, this one, the Invincible Iron Man, doesn't feel like forcing. Now, if they made him Tanya Stark and just said rewrote the whole thing, then that's forcing it.
Well, they always tend to do that. Like, even the female Thor, like,
that's forcing. Yeah.
No, it's not. Thor's
No. I'm sorry. Yeah. No. Because she's not. It's not. Thor's not gone. Yeah. That's not forcing. Yeah. That's
Thor is just a title.
Yeah, yeah. Thor was, you know, the wielder
of...
Because
now he's Odin's son.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's another good move. I don't know. Marvel seems to be doing it correct.
Maury is doing it okay, too.
Yeah, he's doing it right. He's helping fathers and mothers all over the planet.
Oh, please.
I mean, you are not the father. Helped so many people.
I love the dances. That's my favorite part. Dodge, you are bullet. Not the father.
Yeah, exactly. These, I mean, you're not just gonna sit around and
the chick screams and runs backstage.
Oh man, they're the fastest women I've ever seen. They need to be in our Olympics. Hands down, need to be in our Olympics. Quick side note, I just saw here on the internet. If you're interested in buying a Resident Evil 4 Leon jacket, it's only $1,200. It's a sweet leather coat with some fur inline.
It doesn't look that cool.
It does not look that cool. And the model on there looks sad.
Yeah, I'm buying two.
It's awful.
So sad. But yeah, whatever they're doing, keep it up. I like it. I approve. Marvel, you're doing a good. You're doing the Lord's work. Next on the list, are you Lord of the Rings fans? Anybody in here?
Yes!
It's all right.
I have the Ring of Galadriel.
What does that do?
This?
Does that keep orcs away?
It makes her invisible.
Does that make you invisible?
It's one of the elven rings.
Yeah, but what does it do? Doesn't elves stuff do everything?
It's one of the rings.
The rings of power.
The rings of power.
Oh, okay, so what makes it powerful?
I think the elves were exempt from Sauron's Taxes? Control. Oh.
Yeah, they were the one that they couldn't be corrupted because they didn't have corruptible minds.
Okay. So now you can own, of course, the Lord of the Rings Extended Edition Trilogy for just $27 today, everybody.
Whoa. Really? That's actually not bad.
Wow.
That's 15 damn CDs of movies.
Yeah, that's a shit ton of DVDs right there.
You are watching forever is what you're watching.
We're going to have a marathon. As soon as you get your house.
I would never.
Oh, dude. Ever it's sit happening. And watch this. It's so happening.
It'll be the 24-hour stream all over again.
No, what we'll do is we'll put a mustache on the screen. You know that game?
Oh, and if anybody, like,
right
walks
directly
into it,
on it, take a shot.
That's pretty funny.
That's actually a cool game.
I like that.
That is a 5-hour movie, so it's going to be a lot of shots.
Way too much. Also, isn't the Blu-ray for Batman vs. Superman, isn't that on the horizon?
So, with the Film Philosophers, we have one of their next episodes planned out. So, myself, the Film Philosophers, Sean Long, and myself all saw the movie and then went home immediately and we rated the review.
Which movie?
For Batman v. Superman.
Okay.
If you guys want to go back, you can check out Film Philosophers on our website, www.vgbstudios.com. You can go back, listen to that episode. The reviews were not favorable. Sean Long liked it. The rest of us were not so hype. After so much hubbub is being made, how this extended 30 minutes changes the entire movie. And there's a lot of reviewers going back saying that, hey, I watched the entire thing. The extra 30 minutes changed the whole thing.
Really?
The Film Philosophers, myself, and Sean Long are going to rewatch the extended version and do another podcast, an updated review, to see if it really makes a difference.
Oh, my. I guarantee it won't. I guarantee it won't.
I don't know what
30 extra minutes?
It would have to be 30 extra minutes plus, like, 30 minutes of Eisenberg removed would make it maybe good. I need 30 minutes of, like, answering questions and plot development and 30 minutes less of Jesse Eisenberg, and you might have a movie.
It's... I don't think it's going to be good whatsoever.
The red kids are coming. The red
How much...
Kids are
who's
coming.
Buying this? Please tell me you guys are getting it free from some type of...
I will outlet. Not buy it. I will watch it from someone else purchasing it.
Oh, my God. That's so terrible.
I don't understand how this cut is changing people's opinions. I don't get it. Don't understand.
I guess you guys will have to find out, yeah.
Yeah, so listen to the Film Philosophers weekdays at
CW.
When are we going to get that, whatchamacallit, so they can roll around?
The what?
The little
Oh, we're going to get that. Yeah, like a thing where they pop up on the bottom quadrant of the screen where it's like Tuesdays and they're pointing at each other, yeah.
Exactly.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
You can get your Red Dead Redemption on, everybody. It just became backwards compatibility on the Xbox Uno.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are saying it runs smoother on the Xbox One than it did on 360.
Did I have it for the American Xbox One?
No, the Japanese one. Sorry.
Only
the Japanese one.
And the Spanish one?
Yes. Yes. And did anybody see in the news about Blizzard? Now we can get to Blizzard. We can get a little bit more about Blizzard.
Wait, hang on. Sorry. Can you back up for a second? The Red Dead? Does it say how much it is?
10 something.
What? That's not bad at all.
Unless you still own it on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Which you should, because the game was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you trade it in, Webb?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
Son of a mother.
What's wrong with you?
You little bitch.
Terrible. So. Overwatch has given out a sneak peek of their latest character. Which everybody is guessing it's a sniper support class.
Why?
Because it shows a giant sniper gun and a medical type of thing.
Oh.
Healing thing.
All right.
I like it because I've been wanting a sniper support for the longest. I'm sick of trying to snipe and not being able to heal myself.
Yeah, but if you're not in the battle, how are you gonna? I guess.
Yeah, you can hit all the damn time.
They're so creative with their character.
They sure are.
Stuff, anyways, they'll figure it out.
And apparently, they're supposed to be doing some changes to the overtime or whatever.
I do feel like I've hit a wall in Overwatch where I need a break.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just. Maybe with competitive and just all the stuff going on, I feel like I'm getting tired of playing the characters I'm really good at, and I'm also, like, don't have enough commitment or desire to get good with characters I haven't played too much yet. Like, that weird spot.
Have you Zenyatta'd it?
Yes.
Okay.
He's one of my favorite supports. But when I choose, like, when it's defense and I'm choosing Tobjorn, uh-huh. I still like him. I can still do really good with Tobjorn, but I'm just like, oh, to play Tobjorn again. Yeah, all right, whatever. And I'll play it. I'm more doing it out of necessity than I am of, like, just having fun.
Webb, have you hit a wall yet?
No, I was getting, like, twitchy last night because I haven't been able to play it.
I know, yeah, I haven't played.
I mean, I tried so hard. If you've been in at all, I tried streaming using the new PS4 share option. You can stream your PS4 to your computer. It works best if you're on the same network, but you can do it from another network. So I was doing that, but it was just so crabby. Like, I couldn't tell where I was aiming.
That's just the PlayStation interfacing, though. Like, I've done it here at my house with a cable ran from the, you know, everything plugged in. The PlayStation 4 into my router into my PC. And it says the internet speed isn't good enough. It looks choppy, performance issues. But I can go wireless between my PC and the Xbox One.
That's flawless.
It's flawless.
It looks just the same.
Close. Pretty damn close. And that's probably just because they speak the same language.
Yeah.
They're running on Bill Gates' logic.
Good old Ninja asks, is Overwatch going to be an anima?
Like to clean out your butt?
I think he means anime.
I want an Overwatch enima.
I don't think you want Tobjorn.
Overtime!
Want that. Such potential!
Yeah, I don't think you want a Roadhog.
Do what you want me to do!
You definitely don't want a Roadhog.
I have big plans for you!
That's horrible.
I don't like it.
That's horrible. I don't know. Hopefully Blizzard can do something like that because they do great work when it comes to the movies and everything like that.
Maybe give us an Overwatch, like, full-fledged film before Warcraft 2.
Before?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm okay to see Warcraft 2, but I'd rather see them focus their attention. Strike while the iron's hot. Everyone's into Overwatch. Hit us with a good, like, Pixar quality movie.
Yeah.
Like, the quality of the shorts.
Yeah.
Like a lore. Or, yeah.
I want to know all the lores.
All the lores?
All the lores.
On League, they do, like, short films, short skits and stuff for characters, champions.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. They could do something like that.
Do that, Blizzard.
Yeah, they'll get right
get
on that.
Get your shit together.
They'll get right on that for you guys. It was pretty tough finding news stories today. Everybody.
I got one. Can I share with the class? so they just started a Kickstarter this last week for an indie game that they've been talking about for about a year that is promised to be the spiritual successor. We've heard that word a lot.
I don't know.
To Shadow of the Colossus. Called.
Isn't that the one with the dog bird?
It's called... No. This one's called Pray for the Gods.
Okay.
Indie game. It's got massive scale bad guys. They're saying it's... The developer's dream child is for this to be a mix of Shadow of the Colossus and Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Wait, which game?
It's called Difficult. Pray for the Gods. Pray spelt like, you know... The gods are going to pray on you.
P-R-E-Y.
Are you sure not? Like Ico and Shadow of the Colossus?
What do you mean, like Ico and Shadow of the Colossus?
Those games put together.
Oh, you think that's what they're going for? What's so cool about this game, though?
I don't know. There's very limited stuff. It looks amazing. Pray for the Gods is an action survival game set in a desolate frozen island. To survive, you must destroy the very gods you believe in. It's already halfway to its 300,000 goal.
It's already halfway there.
And it's only been a week.
It'll make it.
$15 will get you a copy of the full game.
Any digital gameplay copy. Video yet of it?
No gameplay.
All just concept?
No, and I kind of like what I read on the bottom when it said, why did we choose Kickstarter? And here's what they said. We started development on Pray for the Gods in 2014 part-time. We've been full-time living off of our savings since January 2016. For three people, we've come pretty far, and we've got about 25% of the development done. While we've come a long way, there's still a lot of work left to do, and this is the key. In order for us to continue development and keep creative control, we need to ask for your help.
Nice. I like that.
So they could easily get funding for this through a major publisher, but they don't want to even tempt them to Janice Davis it. You know, where they're telling her, maybe you should make this character a man, because I think the main character is a female.
Oh, they actually do have a little bit of gameplay on their website.
I don't think it's gameplay. It's all, like, cinematic. Maybe it's using the in-game engine, but all, like, cinematic.
Okay. And then it's still kind of, like, concept.
Yeah.
I see.
Thank you, Gaming Since Gaming, for the link.
That's dope. I mean, that's pretty dope. Yeah. Yeah. Keep their own original ideas and everything like that. Yeah, don't let the man bring you down,
15
guys.
Bucks, well worth it. The guys done a bang up job thus far.
Don't let the man get you down, guys. If you hear that music, of course, it means it's time to wrap up the podcast section of this one. Thank you guys for listening to our tired end of the day rant for the podcast. We couldn't do it without you guys.
Nope.
And you guys couldn't do it without us.
Well, they probably could.
There's other very good podcasts out there. I'm pretty sure they could. We're the only podcast here.
Before the podcast completely ends, can we get an update on what we've raised so far?
Corey, you got that?
We're at about $150.
$150, people. Thank you already.
To me, that's awesome.
You guys have gone above and beyond belief. For a little indie podcast and indie stream, you guys have definitely shown.
Oh, I lied. We're at 192. Sorry.
So for Corey Vincent, the real David Webb, Larissi, Queen of the Lizards, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, get yourself some rest. You've just been banged.